Welcome to the Neighborhood Bullpen. I'm your host, Mac Goodchild. I'm here to talk about the MLB season in review. Who won? Who lost? What are some storylines to follow? Who's going where? I'm also going to talk about how the coronavirus has impacted baseball at all levels. Buckle in and welcome to the bullpen. College baseball has taken a massive blow since the COVID-19 pandemic ceased all operations. According to NCAA rules, there are only 11 scholarships available to D1 programs to offer their players. Since I go to the University of Alabama, I'm going to touch on our baseball program. Here's what Alabama baseball head coach Brad Bohannon said on regards to scholarships.
I recruited for a long time. I've always thought that baseball guys had the most difficult time because you were trying to decide if the guy that you wanted was going to be drafted, and if you got him, were you going to lose that scholarship once the draft came? I think it's not difficult to go against major league people that scouts that are looking at kids, and then you're trying to decide if you all try to get the kid?
Brad Bohannon is our head coach, and he's a pretty good one at that. He doesn't have the same resume as Nick Saban, but still pretty good. It's hard to compare any coach to Nick Saban, so that wouldn't be fair to Coach Bohannon. He became the coach on June 5th, 2017. He played college baseball himself at Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech. The third-year Crimson Tide head coach has a record of 73-56, which is around the 500 mark, 566 to be exact, including an impressive 58-11, which is 841, record against non-conference teams, and a record of 54-27, which is 667, mark at home in Sewell Thomas Stadium. Out of those 11 scholarships, the NCAA has allowed that to be split up amongst a maximum of 30 players. Bohannon is well respected in the baseball recruiting world, despite the average performance in 2018 and 2019. Since he's been in Tuscaloosa, this is the second year in a row he's hauled in a top 25 recruiting class. Dating back to 2008, all of Bohannon's recruiting classes prior to coming to Alabama were ranked in the top 25. In 2008, it was number 4, 2009, number 6, 2010, 16, 2011, 25, 2012, 11, 2013, 25, 2014, 16, 2015, 9, 2016, 9, and 2017, 6. So, during his time in the collegiate ranks, he has signed recruits from 25 different states, also including Canada, three of which have gone on to be first-round picks in the MLB draft. This will really help Bohannon because one of the hardest things a new coach has to deal with is the quality of the players brought in by the previous head coach. If the head coach hadn't been able to figure it out with the players he recruited, it will be pretty hard for a new incoming coach to do the same. Within 2 years of Bohannon leading the way, it has seemed as if things are going in the right direction. In 2019, despite losing a significant amount of our offense, the Crimson Tide were highlighted by three freshmen and a sophomore who combined to contribute more than 30% of nearly every offensive statistic. This included 26 home runs, which is 55% of our team's total homers for the year. With these recruits coming in and having time to mature under Bohannon, the Crimson Tide will have a bright future ahead in the hopes to take down other baseball powerhouses and the SEC like Florida, Vanderbilt, and LSU. During the 2020 season, Coach Brad Bohannon coached the Crimson Tide to one of their best starts to date. Before being cut off by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Crimson Tide went 16-1 with a record of 12-1 at home and 4-0 on the road. The Tide outscored opponents 136-48, which is a great point differential in case you aren't a numbers guy. The only loss came against Lipscomb University with a score of 2-3, so still pretty close. Overall, it was a pretty impressive start from the Crimson Tide, who finished the season ranked 21st in D1 by coaches across the country. Before the season, the SEC media poll picked Alabama to finish dead last in the Western Division of the conference. Let that amount of disrespect settle into you for a second. Bohannon has done a great job in trying to turn around this team. even though COVID-19 ended the season short, Alabama still finished tied with Ole Miss as the top record within the division in the SEC. Currently, local high school baseball is at a halt. Players have been using the spare time at home to work on their batting practice at the cages and their field skills to refine their ball handling tactics. The high school baseball season doesn't start until March. It starts off when the Tuscaloosa County Wildcats take on the Russell County Warriors on Friday, March 12th. Now, baseball is at a unique disadvantage when it comes to college talent due to the large amount of pro players that come straight out of high school. For a lot of these highly recruited guys, they know that they are just reaching their athletic peak. It seems like every other day there is a new youngest player to hit a home run or a new youngest player to throw a no-hitter in a game. The way technology has evolved, the level of competition is quite remarkable. There are major league players making millions of dollars hitting home runs and winning gold gloves that are younger than I am, and I'm just a junior in college. That's crazy to think about. Now that I'm getting older, I've realized certain things about the world, and one of them is that I don't have the genetic capabilities of performing at the professional level. Mookie Betts is one of the fastest players in the game and can hit as well as anyone in the league. Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge are the mitochondria of their team because they can hit a home run out of the park with ease and do it again and again. It's a given that these guys have been playing baseball their entire lives, but combined with their genetic talent, forget it. The sky's the limit. But for guys like me, we can only dream, and some are more blessed than others. But that's okay. I'm more blessed than some of my friends, and vice versa. I've accepted my role, and instead of pouting behind it, I've come to appreciate and support how other people can achieve success in different ways than my own. Now, since this is my last podcast talking about the beat, I'm going to be covering some general storylines in the MLB this season. Now, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the 2020 MLB regular season was reduced to just 60 games instead of a 162-game season. On March 12th, Rob Manfred, the MLB commissioner, announced that spring training was canceled and that the regular season will be delayed by at least 2 weeks. Back then, we didn't know as much as we do now, and obviously the regular season didn't start 2 weeks later. The entire country was forced to train at home over Zoom sessions and forced to isolate to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. On March 16th, the season was canceled indefinitely due to recommendations from the Center for Disease Control. This would also cancel the July 3rd All-Star Game, which is supposed to be in Dodger Stadium. Instead, the game has been delayed until next year, and the same stadium will host a star-studded event in 2022. Spring training resumed on July 1st, and the league scheduled the 60-game season would start on July 23rd and finish on September 27th. As spring training would go on, the Canadian government threw the Toronto Blue Jays a curveball that they weren't expecting. Due to COVID-19, the government thought that crossing border trips for the team could potentially put them and others at risk. Canada has had mild cases of COVID-19 compared to the United States, which has become the coronavirus epicenter of the world. The Blue Jays then chose to play their home games at Saline Stadium in Buffalo, home of their AAA affiliate, the Buffalo Bisons. To adapt to these trying times, the MLB expanded the postseason to 16 games, which began on September 29th. There were several COVID-19 outbreaks amongst the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals, as well as positive tests from the New York Mets, Oakland Athletics, Cincinnati Reds, and San Francisco Giants, which have resulted in a cancellation of 40 total games. The World Series started on October 20th and ended on the 27th. The Los Angeles Dodgers, led by Mookie Betts and Clayton Kershaw, took on the Tampa Bay Rays, led by Randy Arozarena and Tyler Glasnow. The Dodgers won the title by beating the Rays 3-1 in Game 6, and Dodgers first baseman Cody Bellinger won the World Series MVP. There have been some strange and remarkable happenings in regards to the 2020 MLB season. Despite having over 100 losses last year, the Miami Marlins made a postseason appearance for the first time since 2003 when they won the championship title themselves. The Houston Astros' 2020 Shame Tour was an early season must-watch as opposing pitchers would aim for Astros players' heads while they were at the plate. The Astros' confrontations with other team pitchers was an interesting storyline to follow. The drama following the Astros with some of the game's best pitchers like Joe Kelly and Trevor Bauer have been unforgettable moments despite the minimal backlash they have gotten. I spoke to my friend Scott Little, who's a huge Astros fan, and here's what he had to say regarding the Astros cheating scandal.
Yeah, we cheated, but other teams were too. What's done is done. I don't know how else to respond to correct cheating allegations.
Rob Manfred let the Astros players get away with cheating and a World Series title scot-free. So naturally, opposing pitchers they had faced were angry. When will the Yankees get it together? After another heartbreaking and early exit from the playoffs, what can they do to piece together a championship team? They made some massive changes, like bringing in Giancarlo Stanton and putting him with Aaron Judge, but do they have a bullpen outside of Aroldis Chapman and Gerrit Cole that can routinely strike out batters? Even though the Yankees have a solid roster, they are missing a few minor pieces here and there that could potentially bring them another championship. They have the cap space to bring in almost any caliber player, so I'm looking forward to seeing who they're going to bring in and what moves they're going to make. That's it for the Neighborhood Bullpen. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.